It certainly is hard to see progress in the north when the assembly and institutions are constantly in flux. And that is the nature of the peace process, and we have become used to it by now. That shouldn't really have been the outcome, but sadly it is. Partly it is the nature of the compromises that have had to be made in the dysfunctional society that prevails in the north, a consequence of the occupation, conflict, and the attempt to make a society that represents all and works for all. The attempt has been made to show that an elected body could work and the aspirations of all members of the society could have been met by the Assembly. It's important for all the people of the island that the system works and shows that it does work. Eventually, what we in the South have to show to the unionists in the North is that ultimately they would be better off in a united Ireland. If anything, the Brexit fiasco has shown that in reality the UK does not really care about the North and will use it for its own ends. There are a number of things that are necessary for the functioning of a society. One thing that we have to have confidence in is as a performing police service that represents all the people and will work for everyone. Unfortunately, there is one case recently, I think, that highlights this case best. Although it does not appear to be in a sectarian way, just a way that shows that all societies need a police force that they can depend on. I am talking about the case of Noah Donoghue. As most of us will remember here in this house, Noah was a young 14-year-old boy who went missing last June in Belfast. 6 days later, his body was found in a storm drain in a part of the city that he did not know nor would have went to at any time. There appears to be a failure of action by the police that is leaving his family in the horrific position of having to investigate this crime on their own. They have identified more in relation to the rebuilding Noah's last journey by walking the route and identifying and following up on literally hundreds of security cameras that have covered that route. They have identified things that the police should have done and acted on, but they didn't, and the question has to be asked, why? They have looked south for help and support, and that is why I'm raising this case today. I think it shows how the police force still have a way to go. Perhaps we should count ourselves lucky that it is not a sectarian issue we are looking at here, but the failing of a police force in a so-called normal circumstances. But it is in these normal circumstances that the whole community needs the police to act impartially and properly in the investigation of crime. It seems clear to me from what I've heard from Noah's family and that the police have not acted properly in this investigation. For a grieving mother to be left with no option but to investigate herself and get further in that investigation than the police have at all is criminal and indefensible, really. Why should a mother who we have all seen on television yesterday is understandably torn up by the tragic death of her son, have to carry out an investigation because it seems that the authorities do not? The proof of this need has been shown when Fiona made a public call for someone with phone evidence to come forward, and lo and behold, they do. How could the PSNI not have done that? Why has it been left to a grieving family to come up with these issues? These and other questions are some of the issues that Noah's family need answered. They need our help to get those answers. I would urge the Taoiseach and you, Tánaiste, and everyone who can help to ensure that Fiona can grieve in peace and with the knowledge that all will be done by the PSNI to investigate and get to the truth in relation to this tragic death. For people to have confidence in the PSNI to investigate all crime and leave the legacy of the troubles behind is urgent and pressing, and I believe a vital part in starting to rebuild a society.